We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. And continuing on here, we thank you to Gary Fike, Riley County Extension Director, for joining us here. And we get ready for segment number two now, and we're going to hear from Liz Nelson over at the Riley County Senior Service Center. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to talk to you again. How are things over at the Senior Center this month?
Really great. We've had a really good month and been enjoying the weather as it cools off. We had a concert Wednesday night in the parking lot and had a great turnout for that. It was the Spectre featuring Richie Ghost King, and they play country western music from the 60s and early 70s. So that was a lot of fun. And today we're heading to Liquid Art Winery at 4 o'clock for a tour by the owner and vintner, Dave Tegmeyer.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, I got the calendars emailed me, the newsletters, I should say, the September and October. We got just, hard to believe we're halfway through September already, but what's coming up here the rest of this month?
The rest of this month, we have I want to put a plug in for our card groups. We've got pitch playing. We've got hand and foot. We've got dominoes as well. We've got Bunko, and I know all those groups would welcome new players. So if you want to go online to our website and check out our newsletter, you can see those days. It's typically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are the days that those things are going on.
Are you seeing a lot more activity happening now because with even though where we're at with the pandemic? Are you more in-person things going on?
I feel like we are. You know, we require vaccinations in order to participate in the center at this time. And in fact, the first time someone comes in, we ask them to either show us their vaccination card or, you know, a copy of their vaccination card on their phone so that we can verify. We ask folks just to do that the one time, and then if for any reason we have to do contact tracing, which we have not had to do at all during the pandemic, has not been an issue so far, but we're just trying to cover all our bases. And like you said, with the Delta variant, people are getting sick, so we're just trying to provide the safest space possible for folks to
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to hear, and it's what a difference a year makes. You know, when we had everything virtual, it's nice to hear that some in-person activities can still take place here, and did not know about that requirement. That's interesting. That's good that you guys are taking those extra steps.
And or even having people masked up once they're inside.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, those are some exciting events. I know we're looking forward to we're getting into the fall here, so September is gonna close out here soon, and then we're right into October.
And we're right into October. We're going to tour the Midwest Dream Car Museum the first Friday of October. And then the next three Fridays, we're really pleased to present a program that we're calling Should I Stay or Should I Go? And it is geared toward folks who are thinking about whether or not their home still meets their needs as they get older, as they retire. You know, are we wanting to downsize? Do we need to change because of health reasons, things like that? And so we're on the 8th, we're having a panel discussion, and we've got two folks who decided to stay and renovate their homes in order to meet their needs. And we've got two folks who decided to go, and they chose elsewhere to live, and we'll hear their stories. We'll get some good ideas and advice from them and things to think about if we're at any point in that stage that they had been in. And so we'll just kind of have a series of questions, and there'll be some audience participation as well. And then the next, go ahead, Brandon.
I was just going to ask, that sounds like something that would be good if you're an older adult and you've got maybe your children are kind of helping with things. This might be good for both of you to attend.
You're right. It would be. I know that the folks who are coming for that panel discussion have faced all the same questions that all of us are going to face at some point in our lives. And so they're real open people, and I think it'll be really good for people to hear all the different options. And then the next week, we're wanting to highlight businesses and organizations within our community that help meet some of those needs that we start to face as older adults. And so we've got, a contractor coming to show, here are specific things you can do to renovate your home. We've got home health agencies. We've got people who clean house. We've got the ATA bus coming just to show, and even more than that, lots of businesses and organizations in town that just make it possible for us to continue to live the life we enjoy and do the things that we like to do.
All right. And then you said there's something else going on that you want to highlight here?
Yeah, well, then the third week of this Should I Stay or Should I Go series is, so week one is the panel discussion. Week two, I'm calling Meet the Experts. And week three is getting virtual tours of different places in town, apartment complexes or, living facilities that people might want to see. And a lot of these places are not opening. We would prefer to do a live tour, but they're not necessarily open to having large groups of people traipsing through their buildings right now. So they're coming to us, and they'll provide, they'll have laptops or tablets and what have you to be able to show folks through their different apartments or condos or, anything that they have that people might want to see what they look like if they've never been in there before.
Yeah, well, that's a good opportunity here. That's on October 8th, 15th, and 22nd out at the Senior Center. I see here that, we've got elections coming up. I do want to make sure we highlight that. You have a couple of candidate forums coming up in October as well.
We do. We're very pleased to offer two candidate forums. One of them will be with Board of Education, folks running for Board of Education, and the other that are City Commission, running for City Commission. And so if I get the dates right, the 5th and the 12th, and I think the 5th is the Board of Education.
That's right.
I think you're seeing. And then that's a Tuesday. We have a County Tuesday program that we run monthly, and it's just topics of interest for folks who, typically it's topics of interest for folks who have grown up or lived in Manhattan for a long, long time. But this, of course, should be of interest to anyone who lives in Manhattan, no matter how long they've lived here. So on the 5th at 1, that will be Board of Education. I'm blanking out on what we're calling this. It's the, help me, Brandon.
The Candidate Forum?
Candidate Forum. Thank you very much. And then on the 12th, it's the Candidate Forum for City Commission.
All right, and that's a good time there, 1 o'clock for both of those. You've got 6 school board candidates, I think 9 on the city commission race, so that'll be good. You'll get a lot of information at both of those events. I'm running a little short on time here. Is there anything else you want to get in real quickly here?
I just want to encourage folks to come down. If you've never been to the Senior Center, please come down. Check us out. We've got a lot going on beyond games and candidate forums and panel discussions. We've got exercise and lunch. And, yes, the very final thing I want to say is if you've ever thought about driving for the Friendship Meal Program, I would encourage you to call the center and put your name in the hat to drive for the Friendship Meal Program. They really need your help.
All right. Well, very good. Liz Nelson has been our guest here, program coordinator out at the Senior Center. Liz, good talking with you. We'll talk again sometime down the road.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
Stay with
Bye-bye.
Us. All right, thank you. Stay with us here on In Focus. We'll hear from Shepherd's Crossing, C. Clyde Jones, Beth Klug, standing by on Zoom. We'll talk to them next here on News Radio KMAN.